MTV Cast.
Howdy ho. JP here, calling from Cuba. And, yeah, sorry again about no calling. Literally, my phone hasn't been working, which is a great smell, actually. It actually feels good. Just lets me know my provider sucks. But, yeah, I'm sitting at McDonald's in Cuba. Let's see here what happened the past couple of days. Always a lot. Last time I called from Bell North, so I got up and over Indiana Pass, which is the biggest pass. Pretty uneventful, really. Pulled down into Latoro. There's only like two lodges there. There's one Skyline Lodge that you always go to, and it was closed, but it just closed. And I walked in, and the owner, Mark, knew who I was and said, "Come on in, what do you need?" And set me up, so that was nice. And then I stayed in the Airstream that night and kind of did the midnight shift again. It was pretty cool. It was nice to chat with more local folks, which maybe I'm doing too much of. And then in New Mexico yesterday, and it was a beater. New Mexico, I think, is the toughest state, which the roads are pretty beat up and rocky. Things are starting to get hot. Services at the end of the day were a little rough. It's good to know that there's actually a Dollar General now in Abiquiu. That's a game changer. It's been hard through the years. I've been stuck there waiting till morning to get services, but so kind of went there and resupplied yesterday, and then made really good way on the mountain to get to Cuba today. Went until about not too late. 1:30 or 2 o'clock, slept for a few hours and got her done. Feels nice to get that out of the way. It's a pretty challenging mountain area. I'm doing fine. Actually feeling the best I have so far. Which is nice. Peter finally coming around and figuring some things out, and the body just feels good. Been staying on top of everything, really healthy. A lot of food, been eating immensely. food bill disgusting. And getting ready to head out to a new piece of trail, which is really exciting. And it was a part of why I spearheaded the Divide Classic. And it was to do the ACA main route. And when I leave here, I'm going to go to a piece of trail I've never done. Instead of pounding out pavement, I'm going to do 100 and something miles. And I hear it's beautiful. Elevation change doesn't look too bad. It actually seems like there's a cornering tailwind. I believe there's no water, so liquid's going to be the challenge, but I'm fine. Thanks, everyone. This has been another great journey. You know what we do from here. Go right forward. Peace.